for the next item, spawning and stocking update.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Jake Davis, Fisheries Program Administrator, give you a brief update on our spawning and stocking, where we're at right now. We have wrapped up walleye spawning operations, but we do have some other fish spawning operations upcoming, so I want to touch on that. And then also an update on our stocking. We're certainly in the process of continuing to stock fish right now. That's not over, but at least give an update and probably provide a summary later on here, next commission meeting or two. Going to work all right. Perfect. So our big one for this year and every year is our walleye spawning and our walleye stocking efforts. We also include sockeye with that. So sockeye, for folks that aren't familiar, it's a hybrid between a walleye and a sauger. We use these in specific locations across the state, usually in locations that are either where we tried walleye and just hasn't worked in the past, or it's a water body that's a marginal water body where we may try something different than a walleye product, so we may use sockeye in that case. But on an annual basis, we conduct walleye spawning efforts across the state. The way that that works is we go out in the field, collect natural stock. In some cases, we'll spawn those fish in the field, bring those fertilized eggs back to the hatchery. Or this year, for the first time, we actually brought fish back to the hatchery and conducted the actual spawning in Blue Dog State Fish Hatchery. But again, those fish are collected in the wild. That's where those eggs are taken from. We don't hold brood fish. Those eggs are taken to the hatchery, hatched out, and depending on what size of the product, fry or fingerling, depends on how long they'll stay in the hatchery, and then those are stocked in waters across the state. So our request for this year that our area supervisors put together based on fish surveys, winter kills, things of that nature. They work with their staff to put together these stocking requests on an annual basis. What we had for 2025 was approximately 40 million walleye fry for 37 waters, just over 4 million juveniles. So these are fingerlings, say 1 to 2 inch fish in 36 waters. Sockeye fry, just about 1 million in 4 waters. Juveniles, just over 400,000, for a grand total of just over 45 million fish. So what that means for us is an egg goal of around 80 million. 80 to 85 million was our egg goal for this year. Hatch success is usually 40 to 50%. That's what we rely on, I guess, for our estimates. So that's why you pretty much take your request, double it for your eggs then. So those efforts were in April. And what we saw was that we hit it. We had a very good egg collection year. Staff did a fantastic job. I do want to take this opportunity to thank the aquatic staff across the state that participated in spawning efforts. Additionally, we had a lot of other staff outside the aquatic section that helped with those efforts, so I want to thank those staff. It's always a fun but hectic time. Staff, they spend a lot of time in the field. They work through weekends. They work through holidays because when the fish are going, we need to be out there collecting those eggs. So a big thank you to staff on an annual basis. It's really just a big, heavy lift. So in East River, that's where we took the majority of our eggs this year. 6 water bodies, Alice Lynn, Middle Lynn, Reed, Twin, and Blue Dog. Staff collected just about 86 million eggs from those water bodies. In western South Dakota, we did take a few out of Angostura. We had staff that were tagging walleye as part of a separate study, but it was during the time that walleye were spawning, so they were able to be opportunistic and then take those eggs to our western hatcheries. One of the big benefits there is a lot less travel time for those eggs to come from western South Dakota to western hatcheries. It just reduces hauling time. And then we also do get eggs from other states. At times we'll provide eggs to other states. So in this case here, we got just about 5 million eggs from our partners to the south. One of the reasons that we do this is there's a benefit to the hatchery when you spread out the eggs coming in because they're not all hatching at the same time. And so usually southern waters are going to have fish ripen up sooner than northern waters. So Nebraska is able to take eggs prior to South Dakota. And then vice versa, North Dakota usually takes eggs after South Dakota. But by sharing these eggs, what happens is we can put eggs in a hatchery, say, before we would take any. And then what that allows us to do is those eggs kind of space themselves out as they hatch. So it's not a big pulse effect with, say, having 85 million eggs all hatch at the same time. There's a benefit to having it spread out over a couple weeks. So we do share with our partners, and it's been a really good program to do that. Also covered, we do that with other species besides just walleye. But this year, as you can see, we took about 90 million eggs, so that was all we needed to fill our requests. So what's happened as far as stocking so far? So you're going to see a lot of species up here besides walleye. The reason for that is because we also do what we call trap and transfer. And so what happens is we may have a surplus of a certain species in a water body. We're able to capitalize on that by taking those fish and moving them to another water body. For example, yesterday when I was driving down here, I passed a stocking truck and electrofishing boat heading north. So I'm assuming staff had a stocking truck full of gizzard shad coming out of Angostura. Angostura is a really good location for gizzard shad. They overwinter well. Some of our northern water bodies do not have that luxury, but we like to have gizzard shad in there. So we move gizzard shad from Angostura to, say, Shade Hill to help provide walleye forage. But as you can see, staff are out there moving fish all over. So this is a mix of fish coming from the hatchery, say the 40 million that walleye fry, those are coming out of our hatcheries. Same with our Chinook salmon. But when you look at those 2,200 black crappie, for example, those are coming out of other state waters being stocked in other state waters. Again, that trap and transfer aspect. The nice thing about trap and transfer is that we're able to get adults. This gives us a jump start versus stocking fry or juveniles. When you stock an adult into a system, especially this time of year, a lot of cases they're going to be pre-spawn. So not only do you get a fish that recruits to the harvestable population instantly, it also provides that reproductive potential. So we kind of get, you know, two benefits by stocking an adult this time of year. So that's why also this is the time of year that we do the vast majority of our trap and transfer. Big thing, again, I just want to point out, this is a lot of effort here by staff. You look at all the different waters that are stocked with that list. Our staff are very busy right now, and in most cases, our summer help hasn't arrived yet. So another opportunity for me to just thank staff for all the work that's happened out there, because they've taken a lot of fish already and moved them to a lot of different places around the state for users. And this will continue to happen. As I mentioned, I saw the stocking truck on the road yesterday. I assume it's probably on the road again today, and that's happening across the state with all the different regions. So again, a lot of different fish being moved around, and this will continue for the next couple weeks. We also have some future spawning efforts. Monday, Tuesday next week, the Chamberlain staff will be collecting paddlefish, for example, to collect eggs there so that those fish can be raised up at our federal partners down at Gavin's Point. That those fish can be stocked later in the year. We also have fish still on station at our hatcheries. If you look at that previous list of fish, you saw that there have been a lot of walleye fry stock, but no walleye fingerlings. And the reason is that those fry are being grown to fingerlings right now at the hatcheries. Additionally, our hatcheries within, say, the RAS systems, they've got bluegills, they've got bass, there's muskie on station. All of those are still being planned to be stocked at different times, depending on what the request is. We may hold fish until June. We may hold fish until the fall. Again, a lot of it's just coming down to space and requests and timing based on the request coming from the managers. We also still work with our partners. There were just some emails flying around yesterday about some largemouth bass coming from Nebraska. And so we're able to capitalize on neighboring states that may be raising a certain species that we don't have, and then vice versa. So it's almost like a fish trading type landscape out there that really benefits all the states involved. But again, it's just it's really good to have partners with our other state agencies and also our federal agencies, because we're able to put a lot of fish in our waters that we don't necessarily have to raise at our hatcheries. So again, a lot of other plans happening. So I just wanted to give an update because, again, we're right in the middle of it. A lot's happened, but there's still a lot to go here in the next few weeks. So for folks, if they're curious, I just wanted to cover this real quick, curious on where they can find stocking information. They want to maybe get a little bit of online scouting in before they go fishing. Where they can find that on our website is if you go to the GFP website and click on the fish tab, there's going to be a link, and there's going to be a tab called Fish Stockings in the Last 14 Days. They can go there and click on it and see where fish have been stocked and what water bodies in the last 2 weeks. We know folks use this as a way to help plan a fishing trip, and so we just want to make sure I point out that's where this information is stored. I can tell you I'm going to be taking my kids out tomorrow at a water body that's been stocked in the last 2 weeks, and this is where that information is stored at. So with that, I just wanted to give that update, and the last picture here, nothing like seeing a walleye with a crankbait. That's what we're doing it for. So I'd be happy to take any questions.
Very good. Any questions, comments for Jake? Commissioner Locken.
Tremendous report, Jake. Really good job. Say, I've always had a question, and I've never asked it. When you stock a sawguy, do they reproduce naturally after they get into a water body?
Through the chair. So, Commissioner Locken, yes, but in a lot of cases, so they would be reproductively viable, but in a lot of cases, we're not counting on it. In certain cases, say it's a marginal water body, we may not see much for natural reproduction of many species, say walleye or sauger, and so it may be a stocking that occurs on an annual or biannual basis. So it does kind of come down to each specific water body, but in many cases, we may not be counting on that fish to naturally reproduce. We'll rely on stocking then to support that fishery.
One more question. When we're transferring adult fish, what really is our criteria for making sure that we're not moving any zebra mussels, for instance, or accepting fish from another state? How are we handling that?
Through the chair. No, excellent question, Commissioner Locken, and it's something that we take very seriously. So the method we use is called the Edwards Protocol, and it's essentially a chemical bath. So these fish will sit in this chemical bath for X amount of time. It's all been researched so that there's a very defined process, and the idea there is that water is then treated for mussels. So it doesn't harm the fish, but they need to sit on that tank for, say, 4 hours with that chemical bath. A lot of cases we're able to do it during transport, but again, that's the method that we do to ensure that water that we're stocking those fish with is clean.
Thank you. That's been a concern. I appreciate the answer.
Additional questions? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say thank you to all the staff, the aquatic staff across the state for this great team effort. The numbers are phenomenal. The effort's phenomenal. It is an all hands on deck, a couple of busy, busy weeks for staff. And this is the product here we're going to be able to give to our anglers across the state because of those efforts is phenomenal. So keep up the good work. Much appreciated. Great presentation.
Very good. Seeing no other questions or comments, great presentations, Jake. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.